If there's one thing you can't get in New York City, it's silence. Now some legislators think that New York has heard too much of one sound. Last month, the Center for Reduction of Noise Pollution issued a public call to action in New York City. The group is responding to an increasing number of confrontations spawned by a new phenomenon called ring rage, strangers getting into fights over obnoxious cell phone ringtones. David Yaski is a member of the New York City Council for the 33rd District in Brooklyn. He's proposed a bill to regulate cell phone ringtones, and he's in our New York Bureau. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
What exactly are you proposing?
Well, this bill will require New Yorkers to choose among four rings. The city will provide four rings, and New Yorkers will have to choose one of them for their phone.
Why are you proposing this? Is it just distracting the cell phone rings?
Well, it's more than distracting, Leanne. You mentioned the study recently released by the Center for Reduction of Noise Pollution. That showed that just this year alone, we have over 100% increase in incidences of ring rage. Now, there were 150 this year to date. You do the math, it's not pretty. And everyone knows how obnoxious it can be to hear cell phone rings in public.
The bill would give New Yorkers then their choice of four sanctioned ring tones. How did you decide on the tones?
Leanne, we assembled a panel of audiologists. These are scientists who study the effect that sounds have on the ear and the psyche. And they determined a list of characteristics that a non-imposing cell phone ring would have. Then we put them together with a sound engineer, and he composed four rings that I think people will find are, not just scientifically, but to their ears, the most palatable.
Well, let's play a few.
I love this one. This is, New York is the city of the future. And this one's kind of more of a power ringtone for the hedge fund folks.
Councilman Yaski, we played these ringtones for some New Yorkers, and I wanted you to hear their reaction.
I think it's ridiculous, especially with the younger people. It's more of a cultural thing than, an actual ring in itself.
I'd like to know who the company is that probably got the contract that generated the only four songs that you'll be allowed to play in New York City.
It's not the point to be arguing about right now is number of ringtones on people's cell phone. It's not a major issue and shouldn't be worried about.
Just four. I think they should ban it all altogether. In public, I mean, like on buses and subways. Movie theaters. Every time I go to the movies, there's somebody on the phone or checking his messages. It's very annoying.
Well, you seem to have gotten three nays and one yay.
Well, look, Leanne, you can always find people to complain about any change. But, first of all, it's not just the noise pollution. This is very costly to our economy. We estimate that distracting ringtones in the workplace and then the arguments and joking that goes along with that costs our economy more than $1.2 billion a year. And, people, when we did the pooper scooper law, we did the smoking ban, we banned trans fats. At first, people objected, but then they realized just how valuable these laws can be.
So you don't think it's too extreme?
Oh, not at all. I think New York will prove to be a model. Once we do this, I think you'll see this in cities across the country.
So if this bill passes, what happens if someone doesn't use one of the four approved rings?
Well, we chose not to put in an imprisonment punishment, but there will be hefty fines. Look, we have the finest police department in the country. We have health inspectors, sanitation inspectors, consumer affairs inspectors. We have a very adequate enforcement team to get out there and make sure that New Yorkers are doing their duty.
David Yaski is a member of the New York City Council for the 33rd District in Brooklyn. He's proposed a bill to regulate cell phone ringtones. And if this bill passes, the New York City Council, it will go into effect one year from today, April 1st, 2008. Councilman Yaski, thanks for your time.
Thank you again, Leanne. Thank you.
Support for NPR comes from the Soylent Corporation, manufacturing protein-rich food products in a variety of colors. Soylent Green is people.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.